We are joined by Mr. Brad Hayden of Aspen Avionics.
Aspen Avionics started up about 5 years ago. We're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we started with the charter, if you will, to reinvigorate general aviation fleet that's out there that's about 35 years old is the average age of the airplane flying now. And they never really had access to this high-end technology, glass panel technology that you see in business jets and on the air transport stuff. So what we did was we looked at ways to bring commercially available technology to produce really affordable glass panel tech displays and retrofit the general aviation fleet. So our goal is to outfit as many airplanes that are out there flying in shows like this and doing the $100 hamburgers and bring that technology that makes the flying safer and increase pilot awareness, and it's worked out really well. We got about 5,000 airplanes now that are flying with our systems.
Now, these are products you've designed, because it almost sounds like you're integrating off-the-shelf equipment.
Well, so what we're doing is the power of our product in the retrofit environment, you got to be able to work with what's already in the panel. And we introduced an entirely new way to look at how avionics are installed in the aircraft, because it used to be you would have to, you know, rip out everything that was in there and then put in completely new stuff. And a lot of these planes are on their fourth or fifth panel overhaul in their lifetimes. So what we did was we developed a product that was actually able to go in and work with whatever is already installed in the panel. And that's the power of our product, is that we're compatible with everything that's already out there. And so our displays can, you know, you talked about the weather. Our displays can display weather, you know, we can display traffic, we can show, you know, the situational awareness of the aircraft and all that kind of stuff, and really increase that level of safety in some of these older airplanes and extend the life, if you will, of these planes that are flying.
Well, give me a description of a typical, like, I've got my 77-172 that I'm finally tired of looking at those gauges.
You're in our sweet spot.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want, when you say works with what's in there, that means my altitude encoder and all that stuff
absolutely
can stay.
So, you know, next time your DG or your HSI goes out, come by our Aspen booth there and talk to us about getting our PFD unit, which shows digitally represents the attitude indicator on the top and an HSI on the bottom. You just pop out your ADI and your DG, and you can basically just slide our unit in there, and that's the PFD replacement, and that'll give you your basic
primary flight display.
That's right, exactly.
I figured that out.
Hey, that's pretty good. And then you can go on ahead and add, at that point or later, our MFD screens, which have terrain, nav, all that kind of stuff. So the more of our stuff you put in, the more you can integrate the other elements of your panel. And again, our whole goal here is to keep aviation affordable, so we've made sure that this stuff's going to work with all these other manufacturers that are out there. Historically, avionics manufacturers like to build single vertically integrated systems, so you do rip everything out. Well, we've taken an entirely new approach to that and come up with something that's highly compatible.
Less rippage.
That's
what
right.
What about cables and everything? Do you have adapter cables that'll fit everything?
You know, we don't. We leave that up to our dealers. We've got a lot of good dealers. We have a strong dealer network. And these guys have gotten really good at going in there and bundling these wires together and making everything work. Of course, as you go more digital, it gets easier. You can actually use more high-speed connectivity. But you know, we can also work with the older stuff, and we got a little happy box that actually converts digital to analog and analog to digital.
That's a technical term, happy box.
Well, I'm the marketing guy, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I got to figure out a way to explain this to myself so I can turn around and explain it to other people. Yeah, exactly.
It's a universal interface.
That's right. That's a very good way to put it.
A happy box.
A happy box.
Yeah, exactly.
I like happy box.
Exactly.
The key word I got there earlier was affordable.
Yeah.
Your PFD, let's say, and let's say you want to hook up an HSI and a DG, and how about an artificial horizon?
Absolutely. That's built right into the ADI, right in that comes with a basic package.
Okay.
And you can get that our PFD for, you know, $10,000, and then whatever the dealer's going to charge you to install it, and you can fly away with your first step in a big glass cockpit panel.
Okay. Well, that's certainly something that's intriguing.
Well, you know, it's good that somebody's coming out with retrofitting, because there's a lot of pilots out there that look at these glass panels and say, ooh, gimme.
Yeah, I want.
And now you can put it in just about any aircraft out there.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, there's probably about 8,000-9,000 glass panel aircraft flying in the GA fleet down in our end of the market that are rolling off the lines and have been since they started doing this in, what, 2000, somewhere in there. Well, we ourselves have 5,000 aircraft that are flying. So what we're starting to see, and there's a lot more out there, by the way, and what we're starting to see is the retrofit fleet, not the new fleet, but the retrofit fleet is really moving towards glass as well. So we're getting a lot of mass out there. It's great.
Well, the technology's gotten cheaper and more accessible. So
that's right. That's right.
And this is also can be used if you're building a brand new airplane too. Correct.
Yeah, it actually can on the, and I assume you're talking about the home built market.
Absolutely.
If you're putting, so you know, you'll see our. Equipment put into aircraft where maybe you have a professional pilot, like an airline pilot, who's also building an RV, and he'll send his, you know, have his panel done at an avionics shop. He wants the certified stuff because we are certified equipment. And so what he'll do is actually go on ahead and have an avionics shop put his panel together, and oftentimes they use our equipment because it's affordable and it works with everything.
And he gets a nice product that he's familiar with.
And it's, exactly. And it's certified.
Now, you started to say something about iPad applications now.
Well, that's our big news for this show. So what we did was, since our product is such a natural integrator of data behind the panel, if you will, it talks to everything. It knows what's going on behind the panel. What we did last couple of years, we started looking at, well, we're starting to see these consumer devices like iPads come into the cockpit. Well, with those things coming in, we're seeing pilots do things like flight planning and data logging, or the things that they're doing more or less right now. And so what we thought was, well, listen, we're already integrating all this data behind the panel. Well, why can't we start synchronizing that data that's coming across on these iPad devices? And so what we announced last year, and we had about 10 launch partners when we came out with this, was what we call this connected panel product, line of products. And what we've announced at this show is we got TSO, which allows us to manufacture and ship the product and on the connected pilot. And what it is it's another little happy box, if you will, that can be blind mounted behind the panel. It's got a wireless connection, and it links up with your iPad. So let's say that you're using something like ForeFlight or Hilton Software or Seattle Avionics. We have 7 flight plan partners, and there's quite a few flight plan applications available for the iPad. And what you can do is actually do your flight plan using a touchscreen interface on the iPad and hit a little sync button, and it will go and send it to our displays where the pilot can confirm, yes, this is the flight plan I want to do, and it'll send it directly into the 430 or 530, the Garmin 430, 530 navigator that's installed in the airplane. Well, you know, touchscreen's the whole big deal right now with the avionics manufacturers. Everybody wants to be touchscreen. Well, what we're doing is we're allowing a touchscreen interface without having to touch the Garmin that's installed in your panel that you've been so happy with, that Garmin navigator. So, again, extending the life of the panel, making the, you know, aviation more affordable. A lot of us at the company are second and third generation aviators, and we sure want to keep people flying. And so this is our whack at it, if you will.
Well, you've been talking about iPads. Do you have plans to integrate any other tablet computers?
Well, absolutely. That's the beauty of the way that mobile devices are going, this convergence towards a single interface, if you will. And as long as you can get that wireless connection and send the data, it's fairly generic. So Connected Pilot, the first product that we're putting out, actually works with iOS devices. So that's iPads and iPhones. Our next version of the product will actually work with Android devices. So if you're coming in with your Android tablet or phone, you'll be able to, and you have an application on it, you'll be able to do the same thing. Now, the really exciting part about this is nobody at Aspen, and I don't think anybody in the industry, knows how far this is going to go. And so what we've done is we've opened our platform up. Like I was saying, I talked about our launch partners. We're up to over 20 partners now of, and these are like avionics manufacturers. So we have partners like Bendix King, Honeywell, Avidyne, JPI, PS Engineering. And these guys all recognize the power that we're bringing to the panel from this convergence. And so they're actually working on their own products behind the panel that will integrate in with this system. And then they're thinking about, well, wait a minute, what can I do now with these mobile devices coming in? And then on the other side of that, we have a lot of application partners. And again, I mentioned ForeFlight and Hilton and Seattle Avionics, which most people know. And there's people out there doing data logging like Blackbox and AvConnect. And so there's really exciting things, but just like with the Apple environment, and we saw how that just exploded, nobody knows how far this is going to go, and that's what really gets us going over there at Aspen.
So it's actually heading in the direction that you will control all your instrumentation from your little iPad.
Well, let's not get carried away because, you know, I saw the safety guys out there.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Actually, what we're looking at right now is it's the secondary data, right? The stuff that goes on with our primary flight displays, the critical flight information, that's got to stay in the certified environment.
Right.
And the secret to our sauce is how do we bring uncertified data in, into the cockpit in such a way that it doesn't impact the certified critical flight data. And it's all about pilot confirmation, making sure that there's a good segregation, if you will, between the certified and the uncertified data. So flight plans, you know, maybe some cool audio applications, engine instrument analysis, maybe that you can pull out, that kind of stuff is what we're really going to be looking at. But you got to keep a firm line between that and the critical flight information.
Well, what about selecting radio frequencies and things like that?
You know, that all depends upon how the comm radio is built. So if it's built in such a way that it can utilize this architecture, then yeah, absolutely. So we'll start with some real basic functionality, and these hardware manufacturers that I mentioned, they're going to start building hardware that's going to be able to work with this, and then, yes, you will see stuff like the radio tuning. We can do that now with the KSN 770 from Bendix King, for example.
Okay. Where do we find you here at Oshkosh?
We're over in a Hangar B, booth 2145, and we also have a tent out at the North 40. We do the North 40 Welcome Center. We've been sponsoring that for 5 years, and we're out there with our customers, and that's the joy of Oshkosh for us.
Come and see you. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Brad, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks a bunch for having me.
Oh, anytime. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Daddy Sorta, and you're listening to EAA Radio.